Are you tired of working with generic IT providers that rely on you to be the expert? Arc IT goes beyond just fixing your tech headaches. They specialize in proactive IT management, BIM support, and data security for architecture firms. The team at Arc IT gets your tech so you can focus on doing your best work. Whether you're a small firm of 10 or a growing practice with 50 or more employees, unleash the full potential of your creative vision with Arc IT. Visit getarcit.com and schedule your free IT assessment today. Hello, my name is Demetrius. This is Jason.
Hey guys.
And you are listening to Spaces Podcast Express. Thank you for coming back, everybody. Today we have a guest who is a co-founder of 1-to-1 Displays, a floor plan visualization center in Melbourne, Australia. Please help me welcome Marion Raphael. Marion, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. So, Marion, I stumbled across you and your company on LinkedIn, I think.
Yeah.
And it caught my eye because I had the idea a long time ago. And I was like,
that would be... You're not the first person to say that. Lots of people say that. It's very interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, it makes total sense. I'm just surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
Yes.
So it's great that you capitalized and actually executed on it. So tell our listeners a little bit about 1-to-1 Displays and what exactly you're doing there.
Sure. So 1-to-1 Displays it's a business where the objective basically is to help people understand the size and scale of their build. That could be a residential build, it could be a commercial build, it could be really anything that you want to build, where you need to visualize, understand, and really be confident in what you're about to build. That you understand the size of it and the scale of it, and that the end product is actually what you can see on the paper. It's very, very hard for people to visualize the finished result just by looking at the 2D printout on a piece of paper, on a piece of A4 paper or A3, however big it is. It's very hard for a lot of people to pick it up and go, yep, I can understand, you know, how big this room is going to be without physically measuring out yourself. Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, we exist to help people make informed decisions before they begin their build. So the end product is exactly what they want.
So describe your facility, because I was just checking out your website and some of the videos. Yep. Really cool space. So can you talk a little bit about what you have going there?
Sure. So it's basically a large warehouse where we've basically converted it to a nice display center. We want it to be a warm and inviting space. We've put black curtains all around for a bit of theater, but also for insulation, and it just makes the space feel a bit warm. There are projectors that hang from the ceiling, which we designed and installed ourselves, you know, given the background in AV that we have. And essentially these projectors project an image on the floor of the warehouse. We're lucky enough to be able to have created some custom software that can help us scale the plans. So essentially, if you wanted to come in to visit us and view your plans, you would send us your plans in an email, say prior. Using our software, we can scale it all in 1-to-1 scale, and then we can prepare each view to assist in your walkthrough. So whether that's, the view of the floor plan on the floor that you actually walk through, or the view on the vertical screen, which we call our elevation screen, which basically means that for people who can provide us with, you know, kitchen elevations, bathroom elevations, external, even their facade, we can project that in 1-to-1 scale, and you can literally stand at your front door. You can stand in front of your garage that is in scale. In 1-to-1
scale. That's awesome.
Yeah, these are super, super popular, especially for the internals more so, you know, where we spend a lot of our time being our kitchens, and how functional and practical that space really needs to be to get the most out of it, to be able to stand in front of your kitchen sink, your kitchen stovetop, you know, around the island bench and things like that, to get that visual, not just by understanding the size and scale, but also the practicality. Do I want my oven up here? Can I reach it?
Yeah.
Am I, my cupboards up top too high? You know, all those little 40, things.
I mean, even like 48 inches versus 42 inches or 45 inches from one countertop to an island or whatever. Yeah. I mean, just the dimensional space. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It makes a big difference. And a lot of the times people don't realize, or they don't get to experience it in that way until it's actually out there and they're walking through on site, you know, and the cabinet makers are there and they're putting in their kitchens and they go, oh my gosh, I did not want it like this. And then it's, I mean, some things are too late. Some things you can actually change, but it just costs you money.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, it's an inconvenience, right? Someone's going to pay for it, and usually that cost will fall back on you.
Yeah.
as the end user. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. I mean, like you mentioned cabinet making, that's one of the things that we do. And I mean, I can't tell you, you know, especially in the production world, going through frame walks and seeing how many things change because you're trying to understand it dimensionally at studs at that point.
Absolutely.
Because you've been looking at it, you know, two-dimensional and something that Demetrius would draw. So to be able to get that size and scope and dimension, it's just awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And anybody who's built before will know that when you're walking through at different stages, it feels different, right? So you're walking through a slab stage, it feels tiny. The frames go up and the walls go in. Plaster goes in, it feels massive, and then you start to question it. So, you know, feelings aside, if you can, before you sign off on a build, if you can walk through it and understand and visualize how much space you've got, it makes a huge difference because, you know, the ceiling height, for example, can make a room feel tiny or it can make it feel really, really big. But if you're trying to understand, you know, can I get my furniture in this room? Doesn't matter how the room feels, it's about the space. You can either get the furniture in or you can't get it in, which is all super, super important and critical things to know and be able to make decisions based upon earlier on rather than during the build.
Well, you can literally walk through it and see how you're going to live as opposed to thinking about Absolutely. How it's possibly going to be. Yep. That's awesome. Demetrius, I think we talked about it before, and I know you mentioned it. I want to say the statistic is like 95% of people really can't do like a 3D model in their mind. Mm. They don't have that vision. Mm-hmm. So if you think about that from any kind of scope, 95% of buyers really don't know what they're walking into until they finally walk into it.
Yeah,
you're absolutely. It's kind of crazy if you think about it. Mm. You know what I mean?
We'll have to pull that actual stat. I don't know how accurate that stat is.
No, I know I've read it before a few times. It's just because there's very few people, you know, architects and designers and things like that. There's very few people that can actually, like, you guys have all seen it, where they walk into a room and just know where everything's going to be and how it's going to feel. They can take it from a two-dimensional image and 3D it in their mind, if you will. And walk through it, but it's a very small percentage of people. I know that for sure.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jason. I don't know if it's as high as 95, but I would go as far as to say the majority of people that are about to build something are not fully aware or can't conceptualize it, like you're saying, you know, earlier on until they're at the stage of actually walking through the physical structure. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's safe to say.
Yeah. 95 okay, sounds fine. Good, though.
No, it makes us sound better.
Yeah, that's
you
it.
Use it to your advantage. Yeah.
So, Marion, out of curiosity, how big is your display floor? How big of a floor plan?
I should have done the conversion before we got on the phone. It's 300 square meters. I don't know if you guys can. You know what? Let me just quickly pull it up.
No, because everybody in the world does it wrong except for us. I mean, isn't that how this works with all the metrics and stuff?
Look, it's telling me 300 square meters into square foot is 3,229.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's huge. Okay.
So, and look, you'd be surprised. A lot of the homes where people come in to visit us, their homes are actually a lot larger than our space.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we were scoping out a home for us, it was important for us to be able to give people a really, really good indication of, you know, size and scale in their home. If you're standing at one corner of our display center, you physically can't see the other end. So it doesn't matter if we were in a 1,000 square feet, a square foot warehouse, you physically can't see the other end. So it was more about getting people to understand, you know, okay, so I'm standing here, I can see all this stuff around me, that's great. I'm, you know, when we shift the plans, people aren't lost or confused as to where they were because they get to see such a large chunk of the home that when we move it across, they go, okay, yep, I was there, now I'm here, and now this is the space that we're looking at.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So I think you mentioned it. Your background is actually in AV.
Yeah, yeah. So my husband, who's co-founder, has extensive background in AV, video conferencing, electrical work, security work, all that sort of stuff. So he's had lots of experience in that capacity working on both residential projects and now also commercial projects, so larger projects, more stakeholders involved and things like that. But that's kind of been his background. My background has been in change management, where I worked for a big organization on a large project that went on for, I think, 3 or 4 years on a refurb. So basically they were refurbing their space. And essentially we moved away from fixed desks to, we hate using the word hot desking, but it's like flexi desking, right? And there's different zones for performing different functions and different tasks. So essentially, you're not sitting at your desk all day long. You can work out at a break area. You can work in a booth. There's different size meeting rooms for different things. So yeah, that was my background and working on, you know, creating change programs to help people integrate into that space and smoothly and effectively so they can still kind of pick up on their work without going, oh my gosh, how do I work in this new space?
Yeah.
Also, we've built and renovated 2 homes and we're actually looking for our 3rd project. So it's not just experience at work. It's also we've experienced this firsthand. I know the difficulties of building when I'm looking at an A4 piece of paper and going, I hope this is going to work, but I don't really know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I was going. Is that what triggered the idea, is actually going through that experience? Or did you just notice that a lot of people were having the same problem?
Yeah, look, we didn't start the idea ourselves. It was around since 2008. It started in Adelaide. And my husband is originally from Adelaide before he moved to Melbourne. So he had known of the concept a long time ago. It wasn't until so much later when, you know, we had finished renovating the house that we're currently in and we were just looking for something that we were both passionate about, we both loved, we both had the experience and the skills and something that we could really kind of sink our teeth into. We started doing some research. We found it wasn't being done in Melbourne and there's like, I mean, there's construction everywhere in the world, but like it's massive in Melbourne. Like everywhere you look, there's something new going up. And it was just like, how is this not available as a service, as a standard before people build? And the more and more we looked into it, the more we thought we've just got to do it. And we haven't looked back.
Yeah, I'm so glad you guys did. So I saw that, I think there's a company, I saw a Facebook ad or something. There's a company here in the US that recently started up. Not quite sure where they are, but someone else has jumped on board going that same direction. Do you guys just have the one facility in Melbourne?
Yeah, so we've got the one facility here in Melbourne, one-to-one displays. We've been discussing ever since we opened up our doors. I've been having inquiries from people all over the world, including America, people who want the same thing that we have. They want the same business because we package it up into a little bundle where we can, you know, consult, we can install, we can provide the software to run the system and all that sort of thing. We can provide this service, this business to other people, and we work with people. We actually had 3 that were scheduled for this year, but then COVID happened, so it's put a bit of a halt on things, unfortunately. But we're actually chatting to somebody in America who wants to, you know, build this out and push it out further. So this is something different. I'd love to you know, see who they are and look into them, and good on them, because this really needs to be everywhere. It needs to be available in every town, every city. So we can end up with products that people are actually happy with. They're not living with regret, you know, and the fact that how much wastage happens on site, you know, if someone's got the money and they go, I don't like this, rip it out, start it again. They're not going to reuse that timber or the plaster or whatever it may be. It gets wasted.
Yeah.
So there's an environmental aspect there as well.
Yeah, definitely. Now I saw, I'm pretty sure this is public, I saw something on LinkedIn about augmented reality.
Yes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that and what are you guys doing to incorporate that?
Sure. So the AR option or offering really came about because people, some people couldn't get to us, whether they were regional Victoria or they were in other parts of the country or other parts of the world. We actually sell this, you know, all over the world, which is incredible. But so people couldn't get to us to get this one-to-one scale walkthrough experience so they can see what they're buying really before they actually start building. And then the other thing was people would always ask, oh, is this remote? Can I take this to my site? And it was like, well, no, we can't carry projectors for you. And how do we block all the light? And how, you know, it's just too difficult.
Yeah.
And you know, when are the walls going to pop out of the ground? You know what I mean? Like it's just things that were not possible in our facility, but we started looking into other tech that could facilitate that kind of offering. VR has been done to death.
Yes.
People either hate it or love it. We don't like it for a number of reasons that I'm not going to go through right now.
Don't do it.
Yeah. I'm glad you're on my side. But anyway, so we steered away from it. We wanted something else. People are very, very, very familiar. And I'm sure you guys have it in the States, but a lot of the bigger buildings here in Melbourne and Australia, on their websites, they've got a 3D fly through or walkthrough, as they call it, mm-hmm. where you can load up a house, a camera's taken photos of every single section of the home and you click through to predetermined spots. So you can go, okay, I'm standing here. I want to go to this spot now and I want to have a look around and see what it looks like in 3D. But how many steps has it taken for me to get from this spot to that spot? You've got no idea.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? And photos are deceptive. You just don't know. And people's perceptions are different. My perceptions are going to be different to how you perceive things. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
So... while that is a brilliant tool for an aesthetics perspective, it doesn't help me understand the size and scale of my home. That couch looks brilliant. Is it the same size as my couch? I've got no idea. I can't walk around.
Right. I would imagine that, you know, that was one of the questions I had was kind of the demand for your business, but that's the direct correlation I made was with those programs that you're talking about right now that every builder, at least in our stuff, does because of, you know, internet and everything else. So I would imagine the same clientele would be coming back to you guys to do something similar. I mean, does it replace that or do you see it as another tool that comes up alongside it?
The augmented reality offering that we provide is a lot better in the sense that you can, all you need literally is a tablet, is an iPad. And I don't know if you guys have tried the app or not, but it literally gives you the opportunity to walk through your home in one-to-one scale. So the model is locked. You can't move it. You can't pinch and zoom because the whole point is we want to show you the size and scale, the true size in one-to-one scale. You're holding an iPad. You're literally walking through with your own 2 feet. So you can decide, you know, in your own perception that the size and scale, and you're holding the iPad and you can go, oh, okay, this is my walls. Yeah, this is my door. I love this vanity. Great. This is a good spot. Or no, it's too small. Let's make it bigger. And then you can continue walking through. So you need an open space to do this experience. We don't get too bogged down with how beautiful the model looks. We don't try to make it look so realistic like those 3D renders that really look beautiful and they make it look real and that's great, but that's not our intention. Mm-hmm. So if people are trying to sell a specific palette, color palette or a specific style and look and, you know, make it look really aesthetically pleasing, I think 3D... rendering and modeling is fine in that case. If people are trying, if a builder needs to get people across the line, you know, and giving them confidence in what they're signing on for is exactly what they want to end up with, that's where we win and we are so much better. Yeah. And to be frank, there's really nothing else out there in the marketplace that does what we do in the sense of how stable the app is and how simple it is to use. It's literally a 3 or 4 step process. Of after you've sent us your plans, we have a team of modelers. They model it for you. We send back a unique code. You enter that code into the app. You go start, and it's loaded for you. First of all, you'll see a floor plan appear on your iPad. That's your floor plan that's been scaled in one-to-one scale. you lock it in place, you flick it to 3D, and then away you go. You literally start walking through it.
Wow.
Awesome. There's nothing else. Like, I'd love for you guys to try it and let me know what you think. There's a free demo on there. We modeled up a little hotel room from one of our clients in Malaysia, and we've made it available on our app. So you can literally walk through this little hotel room, walk through the bathroom, see the little kitchenette, the bed, everything. And usually once people get to experience that, after they see that and they experience it, they're like, yep, I want the same thing for my home.
Yeah.
People need to see it to understand it.
That's cool. I'm going to have to try it out. Have you guys entertained the idea of using and pairing with like HoloLens or any sort of those AR goggles?
Yeah. Look, we have. We've looked at it. It wasn't going to be practical for us to start off that way. Mm-hmm. We launched the app using tablets because everyone's got an iPad, you know, and we're so close to Android being released, the Android version. So literally anybody who has a tablet, which, like, let's be honest, it's really everybody, has access to this. Adding glasses or a HoloLens or something else like that means that you need to have that,
mm-hmm.
Or you'd need to, like, rent it from us. I don't know. We haven't really gotten that far yet, but we want it to be accessible. We don't, you know, a lot of the times, 3D rendering and virtual tours where it's like goggles and stuff like that, it's very, very expensive.
Yeah.
And it's quite exclusive in the sense that I can't share the experience with my partner or family, but it eliminates a lot of the people who may not have the biggest of budgets.
Yeah.
The pricing point that we've got ours at makes it really, really accessible to anybody because we believe that this is so important and has to be a part of your steps to getting, you know, to signing on for a contract, for a build, that you've done your due diligence in understanding and knowing what you're signing up for. And I'm a very, very big believer in that the space that you exist in has a huge impact on how productive you are, your mood. It affects so many aspects of your life. And I say this over and over again, you know, an architect can be, you may be working with the best architect in the country, but the reality is they don't live with you. They don't know how you live. They don't know what's, you know, the type, the specific lifestyle. I mean, you can explain it to them and, you know, you can do pin boards and, you know, basically get across the image and how you want it to look and feel. But I think it's really important. And this is the whole educational piece around the business and the concept, because it's such a new thing that we need to try and get across to people that it's really important that they experience it for themselves. Because these people don't live with you. You're the only one that understands and knows what's going to be practical once you've experienced the space. And that's really the key thing here.
I had one more. Are we allowed to ask, you know, what the fee might be to have something like this done for a plan of yours?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got different packages and things like that. So without getting too into all the detail, a typical 1 hour walkthrough. So in person, you've come to us, you've sent us your plans, we've projected them, and you come in for a 1 hour walkthrough where you have access to seeing the floor plans on the floor and the elevation screen. And we've got furniture and walls and things like that we can wheel out and help to fill out the space. That costs $550 for a 1 hour walkthrough.
Gosh, that's not bad at all.
So it's incredibly affordable.
Yeah.
The augmented reality models, because there's more involved, you know, for us to model a bigger home, there's more time and more work involved compared to a smaller home. But just to give you an idea, a home that's up to 400 square meters, which might be 4,000 square feet for you guys, is ballpark $500. And we make those models available for up to 6 months. So we know that the planning and design phase of any build is time consuming. Some people are designing and planning their home for 6 months. Some are in planning for 2 years. So we try to make it accessible. You know, so we think six months is a pretty good time to really help kind of wrap your head around what you're building, what it looks like, what it feels like, if it's going to work, if it's not going to work, what you want to change, all that sort of stuff. And then that unique code, you can share that with your designer, with your builder, with your friends and family if you wanted to. That we don't limit or restrict how many people are jumping on using that code, as long as you're happy to share it, obviously. And you could do the walkthrough every single day if you wanted to.
Have you?
That's cool.
That, dude, that is such. Okay, I'm getting cut off. All right, fucking
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, we got to wrap up. Thank you so much, Marian. Just one last thing is, how can people find out more about one-to-one displays and where to follow you on social media or anything like that?
Yeah, so the website's onetoonedisplays.com.au, or you can find us on Instagram, onetoonedisplays with an S at the end, and the same on Facebook. We're a lot more dominant on Instagram. So if you want to follow along and see what we're up to and what we're doing, jump on there and follow along. And yeah.
Great. Thank you so much, Marianne.
Thank you.
And thank you to our listeners. We will talk soon on Tuesday. Thanks. This show is part of the Gable Media Network. You can check out similar content at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. You can help support what we're doing here by leaving a 5-star rating and a review on your preferred podcasting app. It helps others find us, and your support is the only way that this show grows. And don't forget to connect with us through our Facebook community, Instagram, and see the random thoughts and articles that we share on Twitter and LinkedIn. Thank you again for spending some time with us. Talk soon.
Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually in putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.